are now tuned in to the Pod Gods Network.
And make sure you head on over to podgodsnetwork.com and check out all 115 million shows we have available for your free consumption. They're all free, they're all funny, and they're all fucking pod gods. Go check them out. Podgodsnetwork.com, 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 podgodsnetwork.com.
You are now listening to Blogging Under the Influence, where my dad and his buddies get drunk and talk smack. Talk smack.
Talk smack.
Talk smack. Hey, I'm the life of the party. Hey, look what I started. Hey, how you doing? What's up? Yeah, now everybody raise your cups and sing. Sobriety, 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 sobriety. Man, I never wanna grow up. Sobriety sucks.
Yes, sobriety sucks. Welcome to Blogging Under the Influence, episode 90. My name is Mick.
J-Dub.
And Logan, my dog.
And Maggie's down there. Too.
And Maggie somewhere.
She'll
be our
co-host
ass. This week.
Yeah.
Nobody else is showing up, sadly, this week. Everybody else had other plans, but the show...
must go on.
Must go on, absolutely. One of our co-hosts isn't here tonight and hasn't been here for a long time. I understand you ran into him the other day?
Yes. It was a weird couple of weeks where, like, people out of nowhere that I'd known formerly in my life had showed up. A week ago, it was a guy on Facebook that I went to college with. And last weekend, it was Dr. J. Yesterday, it was Will at the store. But before that, it was Henry Higgins.
Henry Higgins.
I ran into him at the bank.
This guy has been in the Osama bin Laden cave with all of his money and his pussy.
Yes,
for the past month.
Yeah,
we haven't seen him. What's going on with Henry?
He bought a house
in Monkey Peter, right?
No, in Hartford.
In Hartford.
Yes.
Okay.
Behind my girlfriend's house, apparently. Oh. He bought the one right behind. Well, she lives with me, but...
Ah, he did talk about that place.
On Elm Street, so...
Are you sure that's not his girlfriend's? Or did he say he bought a house?
No, he said, I bought a house, I paid cash, and they didn't know what to think about that.
What'd he pay for the house?
I don't know if I should discuss, but...
Who fucking cares?
25.
Nobody listens.
It's kind of fixer-upper, baby, right. 25, so...
Well, good.
Oh, yeah. And it's a big place.
We won't say what his settlement is. Move that back a little bit. We won't say what his settlement is, but, you know, that barely touched it, so.
Yeah. Yeah, he's already set aside, money for carpet and paint and buying furniture, and he's got it all planned out. He's really, really excited about it, so.
Good.
It's good for Henry. He's moving up from the trailer park,
yeah, moving on up. And he'll be able to rent that place out or something.
Oh, yeah, because he owns his trailer, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, I mean, technically it is
a
trailer.
He owns a lot. And
but it's on a foundation and shit. It's,
yeah.
It's more like it's a double wide, but it's not double wide.
More of a modular.
It's been built onto, and it's technically a home for insurance purposes and shit like that.
Yeah.
It's not... classified.
We like to make fun of...
It's not mobile. I'll put it that way.
We like to make fun of Henry, but...
Right, yeah.
He's got the nicest trailer in the court, but...
And it's been bought and paid for. His lot and all that shit's been bought and paid for forever. And now his new place is bought and paid for, so...
He's got his shit together, man. He's taking priorities first and taking care of his girl, and that's awesome. I'm happy for him.
Thank God that fucking... that shoulder injury happened, I guess. Is he pushing that new Cadillac STS yet?
No, still had the Focus.
Oh.
And as soon as we pulled up, I'm like, oh, Henry's here. And then there was one hell of a line at the bank. I'm like, I guess getting out of work early didn't help today. And then, Henry came back, and we talked for 20 minutes, probably.
Cool.
We stood there and bullshitted forever. So.
Yeah, fucking cocksucker still won't return my calls. you think I fucked his old lady or something. Well, he dodges my text, or I'll see he's on Facebook. And I'm like, hey, what's up? And then he's off of Facebook. It's like, dude, you don't owe me money. Like, I hope he doesn't think, like, I'm trying to get money out of him or something. Like,
no.
I'm not hurting for money. I'm not going to hit you up for a fucking loan or something, bud. I just want you to come and podcast.
Yeah.
Tell us about this cool shit so we don't have to learn about secondhand from J-Dub seeing you at the bank.
Yeah. You know? Otherwise, we'll show up in your backyard and do a podcast.
Right. We should.
I know where you're going to live.
Oh, God.
And it'd be really easy to do.
There's a show out there called Pod Crash, so I'm not trying to bite them, but it'd be fun to do a Pod Crash, like you're saying. Just show up somewhere with a bunch of fucking equipment and just set it up and do a show and pack it up and leave. Henry would be a prime fucking target for that.
Yeah, he's got a Florida room.
What's a Florida room?
It's like a screened-in porch room. Like a sunroom or something.
Oh, okay. Like a Three Seasons room or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, he was talking all about that. So that's where we need to do it. We need to just show up and break into his Florida room. And
has he moved in?
No. Two weeks? 1 week or 2 weeks?
That's when he's going to call me.
When he moves in? Yeah. Once he's been busy.
My shoulder hurts. I can't help you move. Kind of like he did to me.
Yeah, I remember that, because then I was the only one helping you move.
Yeah, you helped me 2.5 days, and
Tyson shows up when we're done,
and drunk. The fucking podcast table.
Yeah.
Which I have all ninja rigged up here. My wife was like, where are my end tables? Like, after we got that corner of the living room squared away in there, she's like, where are my round whiskey barrel end tables? I'm like, oh, they're under the podcast table. They're holding it up.
That's what's holding this up. God, you've had those a long time.
Yeah, my parents actually.
Yeah, I remember moving them out of your parents' house, I think, at one.
You have moved those motherfuckers a lot.
I know. If I move them again.
You moved them from Hartford to Fort Wayne. When I moved into my apartment in Fort Wayne.
Yep.
I think you moved them back out of there.
Yeah.
Potentially.
I think I did.
Did you help me move to Indianapolis?
I don't think I helped on that move.
Okay. I know you helped me move a couple times here in town, and those old, they got moved at least 3 or 4 times.
Three or four times here in town.
You carry those tables. And they're still fully functional and in good shape and shit.
Yeah. Sturdy enough to hold the podcast table, which is quite large.
Yeah. Me and Brock Ray discovered that you can take those whiskey barrel tables apart and hide shit in them.
Oh.
They're held together by three screws. So that's where I had my bong and bags of weed and all that shit in college.
Should we check them?
In that table. Yeah, there might be like a hustler and some paraphernalia in there. Who knows? Oh. That'd be a lot of work.
Yeah, that would be a lot of work. And if it's just a hustler, shit, we got the internet now.
Right, yeah. Fuck that. Oh, it would be kind of cool to look at a hustler from 1998, though.
Oh, they wouldn't be super, super hairy, would they?
No. That was before us. Yeah. We didn't have to deal with the hairy muff.
There was a study done, and I can't remember where I read it, but they said that the hair started disappearing in the late 70s, and by the 90s, the real hairy bush was gone.
Right.
And now it's, like, shaved.
Yeah, it's got to be slick.
In all porn.
You got to be able to ice skate on that shit.
Yeah.
We ain't looking at it.
Yeah, it's hard to eat when you got to pick hair out of your teeth.
Yeah, shouldn't have to groom it before you
eat it. Yeah, and it's like wearing a bikini. If you're trying to masturbate to it, it's just fur, so.
Right. Yeah. I remember seeing some, before I even really knew what a snatch looked like, I thought that was it. I thought there was just a hole down there under the hair somewhere.
Yeah.
You just had to kind of fucking imagine it. I'm talking like when I'm, 12, 13, 14, watching HBO. like real sex.
Yeah.
And watching Skinamax and shit. Taxicab
confessions.
Right. Yeah. So I used to get turned on by a little bit of hair because I thought that's what it was. But, yeah.
There's a lot more going on there.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck that hair. A little bit don't bother me, but, yeah, it's got to be, anyway, we'll digress from
taken
that.
Taken care of, yeah. A little bit of landscaping.
We may be getting a Skype call anytime. Daniel, our buddy from high school, he lives in Indianapolis. He is a delivery man for Domino's Pizza. You may snicker at that, but he makes a damn good living doing it because it's a metropolitan area and they tip him quite well. So he does pretty good at that. But he's got Skype set up on his phone. And I actually talked to him earlier in his car on Skype. And I was none the wiser. I just texted him on Skype. I saw he's on. I was like, hey, what's going on? He said, delivering. I'm like, no, you're not. You're fucking, it'd say on a mobile device. You know what I mean? Like when somebody's on Skype on their iPhone or you know, if they got their phone open and they have Skype, it says on a mobile device. Well, he's got whatever Android phone he has. He's got it all rooted out and shit and beefed up the ROM so it looks like a computer to everything. So when he said he was delivering, I was like, ah, bullshit. But then he called me. And he was driving. He was in his car. I was like, damn, I want to see if you want to do the podcast tonight. He's like, well, I got to keep working because Saturday night's one of my best nights for tips and shit. But I might give you a call. I said, right on. We'll be recording here at 8 o'clock or so. That was an hour and a half ago. But, yeah, so we may hear from a pizza delivery man here soon.
Yeah.
Which would be cool.
I haven't heard from him forever.
Me and that dude have been through some shit. Some crazy, not legal to even talk about shit. So we won't be doing that, but he's a good friend. Recently lost his stepfather, too, which was pretty much like his dad growing up. So he's been through some rough things in the past couple of weeks. So what do we got on the docket tonight? You bring any stories to the table?
Oh, shit, I had a whole bunch of them until you said that.
I happen to have a few.
Okay, I was hoping you would.
Imagine that.
I meant to write them down, but...
So we've all been on field trips with the school, and you know how important and how fun it is to go on a field trip when you're in grade school, junior high. Yeah, you really look forward to that when you first hear about it,
Yeah.
Got to raise money for it, and, it's pretty much the pinnacle of the year when that happens, right? For us, it would have been like the Chicago trips.
Yeah, we made some memories and lost some memories on those trips.
Yeah, absolutely. We used to go, started in eighth grade. We'd go to Chicago, stay at the best hotel up there, the Palmer House. It's a Hilton, I believe, downtown Chicago. I did that for 5 years in a row in school. So it's something we always look forward to. Some kids had the money to go to, like, D.C. and shit. Seventh, eighth grade, whenever they did that, they go to Washington, D.C.
Our gear didn't go to D.C., but every other one did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have had the money to do it anyway. It was, like, $700 or some shit like that.
Still with the fundraising, I think that made it affordable.
Right.
But.
Well, I say that to say this. I'll just read you the headline and we'll go into the link here. Teachers' Disney World prank humiliates students at Windsor Roseland Public School. So what these fucking teachers did. These are from eighth graders, right? I got a daughter in eighth grade. I could relate to this. I'd be fucking pissed. There's a whole lot of eighth graders with crushed Disney dreams in Windsor this week after an elaborate prank by their teachers. Last week, students at Roseland Public School were told that for a special end-of-the-year trip, they'd all be going to Disney World, which is the one in Florida. They went so far as to make up fake field trip permission forms, get Disney World pamphlets. On Friday, the pranksters upped the ante with a multimedia presentation of the Disney World results. Then came the big reveal. They weren't going to Disney World. They were going to a fucking bowling alley. What would you do as a parent if the teachers pulled this kind of shit?
I'm not sure. I'm not a parent, so I'd be pretty fucking pissed, though.
Yeah, I mean, you're just fucking, these are 13-year-old kids.
As a parent, you got to deal with your kid being pissed off and throwing temper tantrums.
Now, this isn't a major thing. It's a minor thing.
Yeah, but it's still being lied to or...
Yeah, I mean, it is a lie.
I would much rather be a parent.
Was these fucking teachers think they're Ashton fucking Kutcher or something?
Punked.
Yeah, they did record it on an iPad.
Oh,
like the big reveal. I'm sure in 3 or 4 years this is going to be funny. You know, but right now there's a whole lot of 8th graders that are like...
Heartbroken.
Yeah. More than they're fucking pissed.
Now, what I was going to say, I'd much rather be a parent in Spain where they're doing the austerity measures and cleaning stuff or trying to cut budgets and whatnot. And the moms are going topless for a calendar to...
Oh, really?
Yes. To get their buses for the kids.
How old are these kids?
They're grade school, I would think.
Yeah, I hope they're young. I mean, God, you don't want...
But the moms are doing it so that they can pay for buses.
They're good-looking moms. That's all I'm getting to.
I
guess age doesn't matter. I know some fly. I don't know ladies,
But things are different in Europe too. I mean, you got boobs on the news, boobs on TV. But I mean, it's all just a difference. We've got violence on TV here.
Right.
They've got sex and nudity
And which is worse?
Probably the violence, really. Yeah.
There's nothing really wrong with sex. It's just we've
made it tried wrong. To desensitize it's all it. The religious overtones and pushing that kind of crap. But
yeah, we're a weird society that way.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of shit being talked about violence and stuff these days now, especially since all these shootings have happened and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people talking about that, but... You know what I've never understood what is wrong with sex. Like,
what's wrong with
it's
having
the one thing that everybody can relate to?
Yeah, I don't think that full on porn should be on TV. But you know what's wrong with having naked people on there to a certain top up or whatever?
Why? It's wrong with the bottom? That's the thing. We just made it so weird.
We have to here see genitals. And everywhere. And that's why the Japanese wanted to cover up the groinal area of the statue of, what was it, David? Or
I don't know.
You didn't see that one? It was a Michelangelo statue of David or something. It was reproduction that was in their town, and they wanted to put boxers or... briefs or something on the bottom of it, and I read the comments and I wasn't let down. Within the first three, it was a penis envy comment.
Right,
because of course the Japanese have very small penises, so
I never knew I was Japanese. No, they're weird about that too. What is it Japan that blurs out their pornos?
Yeah, Japan blurs out the pornos, the actual...
Yeah, like, they'll have naked or topless women on game shows and primetime television over there.
Yeah. They've got some weird shit going on over there.
Yeah.
They had the biggest orgy, which was 250 couples having sex at the same time. I've seen the video.
More than once.
And it was all choreographed. They all did the same thing at the same time.
Each stroke.
It's fucking weird.
Synchronized fucking.
And over there, you can buy used women's panties at a vending machine.
Yeah,
and dildos and sex toys. And it's Asian culture is very weird about that. And Bangkok, which is Chinese, just saw the other day, they have less sex than any other place in the world.
Bangkok is in Taiwan, right? No.
Bangkok is Taiwan.
Yeah, yeah.
Married couples have...
Which less... China says it's part of China, but they say it's not.
Right.
Right.
That's what it is. That's because they make more money in Bangkok than China does in China.
Right. My grandma lived in Singapore for a long time.
Yeah, I remember that.
She also lived in Hong Kong for quite a while.
Maybe it was Hong Kong and not Bangkok.
Hong Kong, Mexico, Russia, and Singapore. She I don't know what part of Russia it. They lived in, but my grandfather, it was my step-grandfather, but he was an engineer for Corning. He was also a 32nd degree Freemason.
He made Gorilla Glass.
Well, maybe.
I don't know. Maybe.
I know my...
Really?
My grandmother's really well off. She doesn't share the wealth, which I don't want any part of it anyway, but that's a whole different fucking... I can do 9 podcasts about that, but... Yeah, man, she's got some good stories about living in Hong Kong specifically. I don't know if I've heard anything about Singapore, but I've got all kinds of little trinkets and shit. She spent so much money shipping shit back from China. Like shit that you see her house. I mean, it's like a Chinese fucking museum.
Wow.
She's got curio cabinet shit everywhere, vases that are 5 foot tall. And you've seen those white and blue Chinese vases that are hand painted.
Mm-hmm.
They have they're really urns because they have caps on them. You know, they got porcelain caps or whatever. But you know, she's got 3 or 4 of those that are 5 foot tall. It's like, I don't know what she's gonna do with all this shit. She'll be 80 years old here in May. I don't know. She needs to have some big-ass estate sale. Not estate. That makes sounds like she's dead, but like garage sale type thing, you know what I mean? Because she could make a boatload of money off that shit. Because she spent a lot of money on Kenny, her husband, my grandpa or whatever, because he had Alzheimer's before he died, and he was in a nursing home for years. Like, I don't know. 4 or 5 years, you know, paying fucking $6,000-$7,000 a month for that.
This shit's not cheap.
On top of all the medical costs and shit, so I don't know. But that's not very funny. Back to Disneyland. Fuck these people, man. Like, there's nothing legally that can be done about this. This is just fucking bad behavior on the part of these.
Grow up, teachers, and... Yeah, you guys are supposed to be, like, role models and teaching kids the right way, to be honest, to use your best judgment, and you're going to pull this tomfoolery shit.
This tomfoolery. Fuck you and your tomfoolery.
Yeah.
Speaking of teachers and tomfoolery, did you see anything about the Crunk Bear girl?
Yes, I have. I have. I wanted to find more nudes, but...
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Let's be nice. I've invited her to be on the program, so.
I want to see more nudes.
Yeah. I just want to Skype with her. Oh,
okay. Topless?
Well, we'll see. Now,
she's young. They're still perky.
23, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's pretty good looking. Well, what were we talking about?
I was talking with my girlfriend about that tonight, and I really, she probably, I don't know. People have a right to their private life.
Yes.
What she did wrong, I don't know. Maybe letting other people find out that was her.
But, yeah. What was wrong is she wasn't sneaky enough.
Yeah. And which is bullshit.
She shouldn't have been talking to any students on there.
No.
If a student did find her Twitter account.
If that's what happened, you know, she shouldn't have been.
This lady, 23 years old, in Aurora, Colorado. She was a teacher. Basically, somehow her kids found her she's taught high school math, I believe. It was high school anyway.
Yeah, I think it was math.
Which is weird for somebody that young. Normally, you've got to have some tenure to teach high school.
Yeah.
But anyway,
So she had a pretty good job, you know what I mean? 23 years old. Teachers aren't paid the greatest, but when you're 23 and single, that's not a bad paycheck to be having.
Yeah.
She let her students find out about her Twitter page, which she had a couple of provocative photos on there. They weren't nudes, though. Like she was naked in a couple of them. She was laying on the bed, but you couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
And another one, she was holding her hand up over her tits and couldn't see anything. Even though some of the images on Google show a black bar across there. Trust me, there's no nipple. I looked. But yeah, she said something about somebody tweeted to her basically talking about how she looked or whatever, and she said, you know, thanks, but you're still jailbait. But the real kicker was there was a drug bust in the student parking lot, apparently, and she sent out a tweet that was like, LOL, there's a drug bust over here, and I'm in the staff parking lot with a bag of weed.
That's what got her.
That's what got her.
Okay.
I'm sure one of the students saw that and went and ratted her out or whatever. Little fucking punk. She's in Colorado, though. Shit's legal there. What?
I mean, well, it is now. But this all started a few months ago,
right, I think. But she got fired. I mean, they're
still federal law, too.
But. Yeah, well, yeah, there's still federal law. But, you know, I don't know. She shouldn't have did that shit. I'll say that. But she
should have had some more tact.
Right. How much tact does a 23-year-old have?
Not much. I know somebody who does, but...
Right. Yeah, this
we talked about him before the show a little bit.
I already forgot. I don't doubt
that's why I had respect for him, but...
You know, she shouldn't have done it, but she does have free speech. And she's trying to become a bit of a champion for free speech if you read her new... Twitter bio. She does have a new Twitter page. It's her real name.
She probably would have been in less trouble if she had slept with them, the students. Really.
Right.
They're going to crucify her over nothing.
Yeah. So I don't know. She seems like a cool chick based on what I've read. We have invited her to be on the program. I don't know if that'll happen or not, but I would like to hear more from her. Find out. You know, what exactly was going on there. Because what you're reading online is all bent and fucking twisted based on whoever's typing it, so.
Yeah.
You know, she could spin this into a lucrative career. I mean, she really could. She's a good-looking girl. She could potentially end up on TV over this stuff. She could also potentially end up on Vivid Video.
Yeah, Vivid's probably already made an offer.
Which, hey, that wouldn't bother me a damn bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that. Hopefully we hear from her soon. We'll do one more story, and we'll get into... we'll play some music this time around. Got a couple songs in the works. Let me find my stories. Yeah, let's talk tech here. Google's new Chromebook is a joke. Now, I've been an Android critic for a long fucking time. Not a big fan of the Android. But I do use Google Chrome to surf the internet. When I was looking for my wife a tablet, I was like, I almost bought a Chromebook. Nah. You know, so I had a keyboard and shit with it.
Yeah.
And I hadn't heard a whole lot about them, good or bad. But they have a new, basically a Cadillac Chromebook. It's called the Pixel. And it's touchscreen. So basically you got a fly-ass tablet with a
keyboard,
connected keyboard. Screen. Yeah, but these are strictly internet machines. I mean, you're not going to be able to load third-hand software onto there and shit. And it's all got to be done through Google Chrome, basically. But it's a pretty powerful search engine, and it's my favorite search engine. But the thing is, what do you think this new Chromebook would cost? Just based on current tech prices and shit. Just knowing what tablets cost, knowing
Well, if you can't download anything to it, it shouldn't be more than $100.
Well, you can download stuff to it, but it's got to be, it's all based on Chrome extensions and apps and shit like that. Yeah. That's what they're trying to build up.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people don't utilize it, but you can get a shitload of awesome Chrome apps for your browser on a regular computer.
Yeah.
So they just want to take all that and build that market, build the Chrome app market up and build the user base of that with machines like this. There's nothing wrong with that, but it's not a full-fledged PC.
Right.
Okay, so what do you think it would cost?
I still don't think more than $100. I mean, it doesn't have the flexibility.
$1,300.
Oh, it's not worth it. You know, I can buy a laptop that can do everything. I can buy a tablet that can do everything. Three iPads
for that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's too much money for a limited amount of use.
Right.
Where's my Word and my
Google
Office?
Google Docs.
Well, you can still kind of do that, but...
Yeah. You can do a lot.
Oh, I'm sure you can, but $1,300,
I
better get a happy ending, too.
I'd say the functionality of this machine versus a regular PC is probably about 60 to 75%, based on the apps they have in the Google Chrome store.
You could make do, I'm sure.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But... You shouldn't have to
search.
Couldn't
record a podcast on it.
You shouldn't have to search for apps. And you shouldn't have to, like, oh, how am I going to do this? For $1,300, it should tell you how to do it.
Yeah. And give you a nice tug and pull.
Yeah. And
the
happy
ending. Some quotes here from people in the tech world. What is Google thinking? Asked John Baptist Sue at Forbes. The Chromebook Pixel is simply put a ripoff. It costs more than a MacBook Air, and it's not even a real computer. Nobody in their right mind would spend that kind of money on a laptop that does so little.
No shit. I'd get a Mac before I'd buy one of those.
MacBook Air, which ain't really a computer either.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no CD-ROM drive. I mean, it's a real computer, but it's got limited storage, and It's made for college kids to go plug into their real computer when they want to put stuff on it. I still want one. You know, I'd still love to have a MacBook Air, but you basically got to have a fucking MacBook Pro to go with it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, an actual
Macintosh.
Mac computer, yeah.
Well, do they even call them that anymore? I'm getting
no,
so old.
No, they just call them Macs. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember my Apple IIe's and green screens.
I had two iMacs, late 90s iMacs.
Well, what did you
remember seeing
those
at the old place? Had a green one and a purple one.
I kind of did.
They were all-in-one computers.
Yeah.
But they had DVD players in them. That's the only reason I bought them, because they're like little TVs with DVD players in them. Kids could watch movies on them. I bought them for $5 at a garage sale.
Awesome.
$5 a piece. I think...
why didn't we shoot them?
I think our Jewish friends down the road ended up with them, but...
Your dog feels like I spilled beer on her.
You're running your hand through dog slobber right now. Congratulations. That is
that's
Logan's
from Logan.
Saliva.
Okay, come here, Logan. Take this back.
Yeah, if you've never seen my two-butt... I got about a 75-pound mutt and about a 12-pound mutt. They're the exact same color, which is like a red.
Orange.
And the big one chews on the little one like a toy. And she loves it. She'll sit there and let him do it.
Yeah, and the little one came on my lap and wanted attention. I guess I'm covered in dog slobber.
Yeah, we got some dial in the other room. Windows 8 has some pretty rough reviews, but this makes that look like the design of a genius, writes Preston Galla of Computer World. It lacks serious storage, and it is useless if you're not online. But hey, it has three microphones. Be still, my beating heart. Three microphones. What the fuck would you need three microphones on a goddamn 13-inch computer?
I don't know. You got like six in here.
Well, yeah. I got more than that. There's a mic on that webcam. There's a mic on my computer.
But, yeah, three on a 13-inch computer.
Yeah,
what are you trying to record?
It's dumb. It ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. Sorry, Google. Good luck next time. Cut that price in half. You might.
Yeah.
You might sell half what you expect to sell. I don't know.
That's a failure.
That aside, I'm really happy with the Nexus tablet that we have.
I like my Android phone. I love it, but
Shauna loves hers too. We got our first round of Android devices in this house.
You got away from your iPhone addiction, and
I literally have about 8 iDevices sitting around, not being used now, between phones and iPods. But my son found his iPod, so I'm pretty happy about that. It's been missing since God knows how long. My stepson still uses his religiously. Well, I got a question for you, J-Dub. What do you think about skinny jeans?
I fucking hate them.
Why? I figured you'd be the type to...
Where would I put my junk?
You don't have any skinny jeans?
No. Fuck no.
I can't wear skinny jeans.
You think I would wear skinny jeans?
No, I don't.
This is the closest to it I would wear, and no. I like my thick carpenter jeans, the real baggy shit.
Right.
That's what I like.
I mean, you know me. I've been wearing fucking South Pole jeans for years now, baggy ones. I'm actually in a pair of, like, normally fitted Levi's now, which, you know, I'll go back to, and I'll start wearing my South Pole jeans to work or cut them into shorts for work or something. But yeah, I don't know if the skinny jeans movement is come and gone or if it's still a thing. I know.
I think it's still a thing.
I see a lot of celebrities and rock stars. I give rock stars a pass, even in the 70s and 80s. You know, they were wearing tight pants and stuff. Rock stars kind of, I'm not counting you, Little Wayne. You're not a fucking rock star. You're a fucking midget with dreadlocks that can't rap and wears goddamn leopard print skinny pants. Fucking flamer. Anyway, I've got a song by my favorite rapper, Royce da 5'9", I want to play out, and it kind of addresses the skinny jeans movement. So here you go.
I wondered why you brought that up. Because these are the skinniest of jeans that I actually own.
You're feeling
guilty.
You thought I was pegging you for wearing skinny jeans.
And they're loose-fitting. They're just not the ones I like.
So this is Royce da 5'9". You can find this on his Bar Exam 3, The Most Interesting Man in the World mixtape, which came out a couple of years ago. But Google that. It's a fucking great mixtape. But here we go. This is called I Hate Your Pants.
Come away with me. Let's journey to a land where men are men. And I wish that this all was a dream. Those skinny jeans, how do you get your balls in them things? And the day that my son should want a pair, that's gonna be the same day that I put a gun to my head. And why would you want your booty to stick out? Just be glad you're not in jail. You are gay to me, and that's okay to me, but I still hate your pants. You're a fag to me, long as you're happy, be, but that don't mean I have to like your pants. Where did you buy those things? Are those designer jeans? Cause I haven't seen them at sex. And I wish that this all was a dream. You got a crotch like a Ken doll in them jeans. And there's no way I should be able to see the imprint of your knees. In them jeans make you look like you got big feet. And I wish that y'all would quit it with that dance. And I hope y'all go to hell. You are gay to me, and that's okay to me, but I still hate your pants.
You're affecting me. Long as you're happy, be. But that don't mean I have to like your pants. Skinny jeans really gross me out. It's just the whole concept, you know? Pulling them over your hairy man ass. And then having to peel them off your hairy legs. It's disgusting. Mickey Fax was in the same room with Joey when he got punched in the eye. I blame it on the skinny jeans. I blame it on the skinny jeans because he couldn't react fast enough. Because his legs was all caught up and skinny. I hate skinny jeans.
We are the podcast your parents warned you about.
I'm Irv.
I'm Ice.
I'm Six.
And we are three family members who get together every week to talk about the week's misadventures,
movies,
music,
sex,
politics,
relationships,
and the downfalls of society.
Find us on iTunes,
Facebook,
Twitter,
Ustream,
YouTube,
as well as on both Stitcher and BlackBerry apps.
Find all of this at dncpodcast.com/blog.
The Dix Insider Show. Woo!
Shit, I'm out of booze.
Shit, I'm out of booze. You got more beer?
Yes.
All right, good. We're back, by the way. Welcome back to Blogging Under the Influence, episode 90. Hey, I think we went through the Valentine's holiday without talking about Valentine's at all.
Yeah. Probably because we all have significant others beat us to death about it, so...
Oh, mine didn't really. My wonderful wife bought us this mini refrigerator for the podcast room, so I had a great Valentine's Day. Yeah. She didn't make out as good as me. I bought her a big fucking purple plant and some candy and shit and a card and all that, but...
Ours was kept to a budget, so...
Yeah.
We didn't overspend or anything, but... It was a good day.
Well, I told you what she paid for that, man. That was a fucking hell of
a
deal.
Yeah, she got a good deal, like, that's for sure.
I almost spent as much on her plant and candy as shit as she did that, which is amazing. She got a good deal on that. She's a bargain shopper, that woman. But hey, one of the pinnacles, especially when you're younger, doing the, like in grade school, when you gotta buy Valentine's for everybody and buy candy and shit... Everybody gets those little piece of shit Necco hearts.
Yes.
That taste like fucking chalk.
Yeah, the chalk hearts. Those are awesome.
You like them?
No.
Oh, okay. Tyson does.
Yeah, he also likes to
love them.
Do other things that I don't like to do.
Yeah, we can't hold him to a standard as far as
Tyson's liking zoning. Things, but...
Sorry about that. I guess I should have thought about that. but yeah, these candy hearts, they've been around for years. I don't know how long exactly they've been around. But as the times change, they have to kind of update what goes on these hearts, right? You know, our vernacular changes. Words pick up different meanings. New words are invented. Old words aren't used anymore, so there's a constant cycle of what they print on these little hearts. So I have a list of 17 things that are no longer appearing on these hearts that were at one point in time very popular and part of their catalog, if you will. we'll go 1 through 20. I think they got them backwards, but... Should be a countdown instead of a count up, but I guess it's 20, not 17, like the title says. That's weird. The first one is Dig Me.
Okay. I can see where that would be a problem.
No question mark or anything. It's like a command. Dig me.
Yeah.
I am telling you, you have to dig me.
That's like a 70s vernacular.
Right.
Or
what would it be today? Feel me? That probably wouldn't fly either.
No.
All right, the second one. Hotcha. Hotcha.
Hotcha?
Hotcha.
Hotcha. It's like
that's
Hadouken
for me.
that I mentioned last week.
What was it?
Hadouken, the Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah.
Hotcha.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It does sound like a karate chop move. Third one. Saucy boy. Really? That sounds a bit gay. Nothing wrong with that, I guess, but saucy boy?
It's
like, when was that ever a popular thing to say? I don't know. Fourth one, girl power.
Okay.
Seems like they'd still use that one. I guess not, but fourth one, OU kid.
We shouldn't be having passing out candy hearts to kids.
Would that be like the little girl gives it that OU kid to the little boy, like, you ain't getting this pussy. Is that means? Like, OU kid. You're joshing me. I'm surprised that's not on this list. Sixth one, why not?
Okay.
That's for the promiscuous little girls to give to the boys. Why not? Seventh one, this one's kind of obvious, groovy.
Groovy.
Popular in the late 60s, early 70s. Number eight, cool dude.
That's more of a late 80s and
late,
90s.
Late early, early 90s, yeah. Kind of the Bill and Ted era. We grew up in that era. Next one is my such eyes.
Who's looking at the eyes?
Yeah. Is that code for tits?
It must be.
It's got to be, right?
Got to be.
That her, she's got a great set of eyes.
Yeah. At least C's or D's.
Next one's great. Number 10, fax me.
Who's got a fucking fax machine?
I do. I got one.
Well, I guess I do in my closet. But
no, I mean the most current printer I have has a fax.
Yeah, they're all built for that.
Yeah.
It's easier to email or, you know, sex somebody.
I think I've used it to scan something to email. But yeah. Not to fax anything.
That's his same brother printer,
isn't it? Yeah. No, mine's Lexmark.
Oh, is
Lexmark?
It?
Lexmark, yeah.
Is it?
It's not. You're looking around like it's out here. It's not. It's
no,
in the closet.
In the closet. Yeah,
what the fuck do you even use a printer for these days? I mean, it's almost gotten to that point.
Yeah. Let me just transfer that to my phone and I'll show you.
All right, exactly. Let me stick it in the cloud and then I'll show you on my phone. Next one is Hepcat.
Hepcat.
H-E-P. That's a word, apparently. And cat. Hepcat.
What the fuck's that supposed to mean?
I have no fucking clue. Like, to me, it looks like a cat with hepatitis.
Yeah, that's what I want. Hepatitis.
Yeah. That's all I want for Valentine's Day is Hep C.
Yeah.
Can you help me out, Pamela Anderson?
Yeah.
Don't lie. You'd still hit that. You just strap up.
I don't know. Her boobs are too big, and she's old.
Her boobs are too big. Yeah. My dick is too big, too. There's
I'm
no
not
such
in,
thing.
I'm not into the huge boobs. I had sex twice a day. I don't... I'm good.
Okay, we'll digress from that.
Yeah.
Number 12, tell me how. Well, first, honey, you get on the ground there.
Yeah.
Put your knees to the floor.
Open your mouth.
I don't know.
Lots of saliva. Just keep the juices flowing. Yeah. And
take it all the way down your throat. That's how. Until
you choke a little bit.
That's how, yeah. I can't come until you puke on my cock.
That's a little bit too far.
Oh, sorry about that. Is that our show title? I don't know, maybe.
That'd be a good one.
Next one, you are late. Yeah, I see why that's going away.
Like maybe if she was late.
right. Yeah, it kind of sounds like maybe somebody's pregnant there.
Yeah.
Next one. This company must have bought this. 1-800-CUPID. Got big business infiltrating our Necco wafers now.
Oh, no shit. They're not just putting advertisements on our legs or anything like they're doing over in Japan, but...
Next one is just the peace symbol, which I don't know why that would go away.
Yeah.
I guess the peace symbol, they thought it was out of date at some point. I think that's always been popular since the late 60s in at least some sects. You know what I mean? I still see it all the time.
Just don't have any peace anymore.
Right. Yeah.
We've given up on the idea.
Yeah, war is not on this list.
Yeah.
Number 16, yeah, right. That's the heart you didn't want to get. Number 17, oh boy.
Oh boy?
Yeah, oh boy. Number 18, you rock.
Like a hurricane?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly like a hurricane. Because hurricanes rock. Thanks for that, Scorpions, you lyrical fucking geniuses.
I didn't even know. I didn't know who it was by.
So. Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you got that.
I can't remember the guy's name, the lead singer. I did know that.
It wasn't Bret Michaels. He was Poison.
Yeah. Next one, this one's awesome. Like, you probably use this. This is probably one of your pickup lines.
Really?
Yeah. Let's read.
No, mine was actually come over or else or something like that.
Oh, a threat?
No, it was okay. Come over. Let's read.
Hey, Cindy. Have you seen my pet snake?
Let's read.
Would you like to? And the last one. Unfucking believable.
Oh, that was it? No.
No, yeah, unfucking believable. I don't think that would fit on a Necco heart. Wow. I just can't believe this was ever on here. Now, this word has obviously changed meaning over time. We all know what it means now. It used to mean something completely different.
I'm in suspense.
Number 20, the last on the list of phrases that no longer appear on the Necco wafer hearts. You are gay.
Wow.
Now, I don't know when this word changed meanings, but I thought it was like decades ago, right? I thought this was like... 40s, 50s, that gay kind of stopped meaning happy. It still technically means happy, but it also means you like the cock. So I don't know when they stopped using this. Probably late 70s, I'm guessing. If I were to guess, I'm just speculating.
It doesn't say when they
stopped
printing that?
No, it doesn't.
Wow.
I wish it did.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to know, because culture's changed a lot.
Yeah, theatlantic.com. Get your shit together. We should have had some dates to report on here. So, I don't know. I haven't looked at these fucking things for 20 years because they taste like shit. They taste like shit after somebody had been eating chalk.
Yeah. You know what shit tastes like, or?
I do, yeah. Yeah. I accidentally licked my thumb once. Well, I did used to suck my thumb when I was a kid, so I probably did have. I probably did eat shit. Yeah, I sucked my thumb till I was almost five, so. Yeah, I probably did eat shit a few times and not realize it.
Is it better, like that coffee you were talking about? Or less better than the coffee you're talking about?
Dunkin' Donuts coffee? I can talk about that. We talk about that off the air, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife brought home some Dunkin' Donuts coffee, and I've always thought that people that say Dunkin' Donuts coffee is the best coffee in the world were full of shit. I just couldn't believe that a donut shop could produce such great coffee. I don't know why I thought that. That was just the opinion I had. And my wife brought home a little bag of Dunkin' Donuts coffee, and I made it. And it's the best fucking coffee in the world. And it's even flavored. And I don't like flavored coffee very well. Especially vanilla-flavored coffee.
And I want coffee-flavored really coffee and pull up your damn pants. Right. Dennis Leary, man. That was awesome.
Oh, God, yeah. Maybe we'll end the show with asshole.
I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
Sealskin headlamps and tossing your styrofoam Burger King or McDonald's quarter pounder containers off.
That takes me back, too, man. That takes me back to high
school. Yeah, that was a long way, a long time ago.
Dennis Leary, Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler actually takes me back to junior high. His CD, and I don't remember what it was called, came out when we were in sixth or seventh grade, and I remember Tisha Merle, which is now Tisha Trice, had the CD. If I'm not mistaken, she had the CD, and I borrowed it from her. And I dubbed it onto tape. Back when you had to do that.
Who's got cassette tape players now?
I got one in the van.
Well, I've got one in the truck, but
that's how I listen to my phone in the van.
Oh, one of those?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got two or three of those floating around.
Yep. Well, it's either that or buy a whole new fucking stereo so I can have an auxiliary port or, you know, the component dongles hanging out somewhere.
I tried to make a mixtape one day, just for old school. Happened. I got real drunk and it didn't finish. And then I wrecked my car, so because I had a tape deck in my car.
Oh, I see.
I was listening to it. Yeah. So the tape is still in my car.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I wasn't driving the car while I was drunk. No, that was 11 o'clock in the morning. I'm not that bad. I'll settle that next week, actually.
Really? The insurance company?
Yeah.
Cool.
Which is about 2 months short of the 2-year cutoff. They fucked me over.
Yeah, they did. So, how much are you looking at getting?
Enough to basically pay for the motor.
Okay. So what are you can do with the body?
Well, I bought it back, but
right.
I'm going to strip it and scrap the metal.
Okay.
And I've got another frame and body that's not near as good a shape that I'm going to put it in and drive it.
Huh. Where's that coming from?
I already had it. I mean, it took 3 cars to make that car.
Right.
But, I mean, it's all rusted out and looks like shit, and the frame's bent, but it's bent less than the one that I got wrecked in.
Ah. So even the backup one you had, the frame's bent on.
Yeah. But, the when I got hit, like, the whole thing folded up from the middle to where the doors popped out and nothing. There wasn't a single straight piece of metal on it. But the frame is kind of decent on my backup one. That, you know, like I said, it took three cars to make one. So.
You're about to cry. You all choked up and verklempt over there. Like,
God, I worked 2.5 fucking years yeah, on the thing. Man. Blood, sweat, and tears. It was. Yeah. You never rode in it. And nobody ever really rode in it. I upped the horsepower of that motor like 100%. The thing is so fucking fast. And
yeah,
nobody
you
ever.
Get that shit back together so we can take a road trip up to LaPorte, Indiana.
Exactly.
Just me and you go up there and fucking do a
exactly.
garagecast BUI. With
and it's
going to
be a broke dick piece of shit when I drive up there, but it's going to be fast and it's going to start every time I turn the key. Because that motor is, that's where the money is on that car. Yep. And they didn't want to pay me for it, so.
Well, hopefully you get that taken care of.
Yeah, I know. Sorry to spout off about it.
Oh, you're cool. Well, speaking of bullshit insurance companies,
yeah,
they're a bunch of assholes.
Yes.
So we're going to end the show with our asshole theme song from Dennis Leary, circa 1990 fucking something.
No.
I don't know when this came out. 3 years ago on Vimeo, or one of these video sites, but Vevo.
Vevo.
So here we go. Thank you guys for listening to Blogging Under the Influence. Be sure you check out the Pod God Blessets that are on this feed as well. And also, head over to NWRonAir.com. We air a different episode of Blogging Under the Influence every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern on there. Thanks to Michael Wright and Rob Worth. Rob Worth? Damn, I fucked his name up. Sorry, buddy. All right, that's all we got for BUI 90. My name's Mick.
J-Dub.
Okay, bye.
Folks, I'd like to sing a song about the American dream. About me. About you. About the way our American hearts beat way down in the bottom of our chests. About that special feeling we get in the cockles of our hearts. Maybe below the cockles. Maybe in the subcockle area. Maybe in the liver. Maybe in the kidneys. Maybe even in the colon. We don't know. I'm just a regular Joe with a regular job. I'm your average white suburbanite slob. I like football and porno and books about war. I got an average house with a nice hardwood floor. My wife and my job, my kids and my car. My feet on my table and a Cuban cigar. But sometimes that just ain't enough to keep a man like me interested.
Oh, no.
No way. No, I've got to go out and have fun at someone else's expense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I drive really slow in the ultra-fast lane while people behind me are going insane. I'm an ethyl. I use public toilets and I piss on the seat. I walk around in the summertime saying, how about this heat? I'm an echo, yo, 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 yo. I'm an echo, yo, yo, yo. Sometimes I park in handicapped spaces while handicapped people make handicapped faces. I'm an echo, yo, yo, yo. I'm an echo.
myself a 1967 Cadillac Eldorado convertible. Hot pink with whale skin hubcaps and all leather cow interior and big brown baby seal eyes for headlights. Yeah! And I'm gonna drive around in that baby at 115 miles per hour, getting 1 mile per gallon, sucking down quarter pound of cheeseburgers from McDonald's in the old-fashioned non-biodegradable styrofoam containers. And when I'm done sucking down those greaseball burgers, I'm gonna wipe my mouth with the American flag, and then I'm gonna toss the styrofoam containers right out the side, and there ain't a goddamn thing anybody can do about it. You know why? Because we got the bomb, that's why. Two words, nuclear fucking weapons, okay? Russia, Germany, Romania, they can have all the democracy they want. They can have a big democracy cakewalk right through the middle of Tiananmen Square, and it won't make a lick of difference because we got the bombs, okay? John Wayne's not dead. He's frozen. And as soon as we find a cure for cancer, we're gonna thaw out the Duke, and he's gonna be pretty pissed off. You know why? Have you ever taken a cold shower? We'll multiply that by 15 million times. That's how pissed off the Duke's gonna be. I'm gonna get the Duke and John Cassavetes and Lee Marvin and Sam Peckinpah and a case of whiskey and drive down to Texas.
Hey, you know, you really are an asshole.
Why don't you just shut up and sing this song, pal? I'm an asshole, yo, 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 yo. I'm an asshole. A-S-S-H-O-L-E. Everybody, A-S-S-H-O-L-E. I'm an asshole.